and you're listening to Dave Sofsky on the Metal Meltdown. Only the best, only the heaviest. Always.
Please welcome Mark of Death Angel to the Metal Meltdown. How are you doing today? Thank you for taking the time to be here with me.
Oh, hell yeah, not a problem. Good. Feeling a little rough around the edges because we played Chicago last night. It was also my birthday, so I'm a little fuzzy right now, but I'm doing all right.
Ah, it was your birthday. I didn't realize that. Happy birthday, dude.
Thank you.
You must
Thank
have had a good time, huh? Partied up?
To say the least.
Yeah. How's the weather there, by the way?
Chicago was freezing.
Yeah.
Chicago was freezing. The coldest place we played on the whole tour. But, you know, the people there are so passionate, it makes up for it.
Yeah.
Great. So the energy was amazing, and it didn't even need to be my birthday. It just happened to be. But So, you know, every time I played Chicago, special occasion, and last night was no exception.
I hear you. Well, I know Mother Nature hasn't been too well, but how would you say Mother Nature's been treating you during the North American Retribution Tour?
Well, she's been covering us with snow.
That's for sure.
She's been making dirty cities look pretty, but it's been dead. You know, it's been it's probably one of the coldest tours we've ever done in the States. So, in that aspect, it's been a bit rough, but you know, it's been going great. You know, and tonight we're playing in Louisville, Kentucky.
So. Yeah, I saw that on your MySpace, Mark. I've never seen a winter like this ever. I just hope the worst is over with. Mother Nature's really fucked up last week. I was supposed to see you actually a week ago today over in Patchogue at Karma. I was so excited to see you guys. I've never seen you perform live. I was looking so forward to it, but the show got canceled because of the ice storm, and you guys were there. No one else was there, but the doors were locked. There were no lights. It was really a fucked up situation.
Oh, yeah, it was awful because we were there. We were ready to play. I mean, and it was the closest we're going to be playing to, you know, New York City proper. And just, we've been looking forward to that show. We got there and there was no power in the venue. There's nothing we could do about it. And, you know, and we hate nights off like that because, you know, it lets down the fans. And it was, you know, it's beyond us because obviously it was a, you know, an act of Mother Nature, if you will.
So yeah, exactly.
It screwed us up. But hopefully we'll get through there soon and get to make it up to everyone. Because, you know, and you've never seen this live. I mean,
never. I was so looking forward to it. Yeah. When do you think you'll be back?
Band, so.
Yeah, when do you think you'll be back in the New York area?
Damn, that's going to be a while.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
It's always through, yeah, summer and stuff, so yeah.
Yeah, well, hit me up, let me know, and I'll try to make it. I work, I don't know if I told you, my name, Softy, isn't really my real name, but it is what I do for my living. For 8 months out of the year, I sell ice cream, Mr. Softy Ice Cream. And for 4 months out of the year, I do this internet radio DJ thing. And I do all these interviews, face-to-face interviews. It's a great hobby for me. So if you're going to be here in the summertime, I might have to take a day off to get to see you. Because I don't know when I'll get to see you.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, yeah.
We're trying to get up there. New York's one of our favorite places to play, so.
Awesome. Well, that being said, I'm really grateful that you took the time in your busy schedule to be here with me at this time to do this interview. Thank you so much again.
Oh hell yeah. Thanks for, you know, supporting the band.
Here on the East Coast during your tour, how's the support been?
It's been great, actually, you know.
Excellent.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of airplay, a lot of video play, and the fans have been just, you know, wonderful and passionate, you know.
Yeah, well, Relentless Retribution is one of my favorite thrash albums of the year. I actually had it on the banner for my best of the year wrap up end of 2010 show. It was pretty awesome, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, I chose The Sky. I mean, I love that tune. That's my favorite off the album, actually.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I came out of the gate swinging. It was one that was kind of like an underdog going into the studio, and it came out just, you know, swinging.
Yes.
We love that song as well.
Yeah, awesome album, but that's definitely my favorite. How does the support compare here in the East Coast to the West Coast?
You know, it's hard to say, you know, because, you know, it's been, the support's been getting, you know, larger places we play, you know, everywhere now, because the scene in general seems to be growing a bit, which is great, but, you know, that it's so hard to even compare the two now because they're both, you know, both pretty incredible now.
That's awesome. I mean, that's great to hear that you're getting support cross country. It's just really great. Let's get back to Relentless Retribution. Who actually produced this offering?
Jason Sukoff. He's based out of Florida. We actually went down to Florida to record the album. It was the first one we've ever recorded outside of California. And he's an amazing producer, great ear. He did bands like August Burns Red, Devil Driver, you know, a little more things, a lot of extreme music. And we went into the studio, you know, writing, knowing we were coming out with an aggressive album. We wanted someone to, you know, meet the production standards of aggression as well, and he was right there for it.
It has a truly outstanding sound, this album. Great job. Who designed the cover art? I love the album cover as well. Everything about it is just truly amazing. So, who designed that?
It's an artist named Brent Elliott White. And when we were looking for art, we were getting different submissions. commissions from different artists. We saw this guy's art, and we knew he was the guy we wanted to use. And the great thing about Brent is he had us send in all the lyrics to the album, and he did the painting based on the lyrics for the album. So it all ties into what the different songs were about. So that's why I think it's, the album cover itself is very personal to us and pretty intense. So
yeah,
I love it.
Definitely a winner there, that's for sure. Can we talk a little bit about the changes in the band since the last CD, the Killing Season CD? Who is currently in the band?
Well, me and Rob are the two original members.
Right.
Ted has been in the band. Ted Aguilar is still in the band. He's been in the band since we reformed in 2000.
Right.
And we got two new players, and that's Damien Sisson on bass and Will Carroll on drums, and they both play on the new album.
Very cool. It's a very good album. I think this is probably my favorite. A lot of people tell me they like you in the very beginning of Death Angel, but I don't think I really was exposed to your early material. I think my first exposure to Death Angel was the Killing Season album. That being said, I mean, this album is totally kick-ass.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
we worked our asses off on it, so thank you.
My pleasure. I enjoy playing it, and I'm enjoying this opportunity to get to talk to you, get to know you a little bit better. Sure, it's a thrill and an honor for me. Yeah, it looks like Death Angel will be quite busy this winter. I think I saw on your MySpace that you're doing like maybe 30 shows in 32 days, something like that.
Yeah. We're amidst it right now. So, I mean, and we just got back from Europe where we did 24 shows in 24 days. So our schedule's pretty ruthless. But we're attacking every night. That's for sure. You know, no matter what the weather's like, or if we got the flu, which has hit a few of us already on the road. But you got to get up there and kick ass. You know, no matter what, for the fans.
Well, how do you do it? I mean, how do you keep in shape and stay healthy doing all these shows back-to-back, like a month at a time, and then deal with the weather conditions? How do you guys actually keep yourselves together?
It's a hard one. Everyone has their own different methods, and the trick is finding your own method that keeps you, you know?
Yeah.
Healthy and in a good headspace, which is, a very hard decision to find, but you do it, over the years, and the people who can't are the people that tend to, fall off the radar.
I hear you. Well, Mark, how about we take a break right now and crank up some more off of Relentless Retribution, and when we come back, we can continue our conversation.
Cool.
All right, Metal Maniacs, crank up some more Death Angel.
Yes!
Welcome back, Metal Maniacs, and welcome back, Mark. How are you feeling today after you celebrated your birthday yesterday?
I feel a little rough around the edges, that's for sure. I usually feel rough around the edges the day after my birthday, but usually I don't have to play a show. But tonight we're playing in Louisville, so...
Yeah.
You know, the ultimate cure to any hangover is, you know, a good crowd and a good show. So.
Yeah, you're going to be up to it?
Always.
Excellent, excellent. I mentioned earlier about your MySpace. It's a killer page. Could you tell us who designed it?
Mike Ruiz from Nuclear Blast Records.
Excellent job. It's one of the best looking pages there in space, especially since MySpace totally took a crapper on everybody. What was that, 2 months ago? They changed their format and everything became fucked up. Oh my God. Between Mother Nature and MySpace, what a fucking year.
Go back to the original promotion material.
So, yeah, right? I noticed on your page you have a ginormous amount of endorsements listed on that page, on MySpace. It's just like a list, a never-ending list of banners that endorse Death Angel.
Yeah, I mean, thank God, because it helps us survive, you know? Equipment ain't cheap, and getting tones, you know, to attack, you know, that's what we need, and we've been, you know, trying equipment over the years, and now, you know, people are settling on their tones now, finally, and we're pretty proud of a lot of companies that endorse us, so...
Absolutely, you should be, yeah.
Props are due.
Yeah, that's why I figured we'd mention some of them if you'd like to.
You know, the ironic thing is, you know, I'm just a singer, so I'm endorsed by nobody, but...
Yeah, right.
You know, Rob's endorsed by Jackson, you know, guitars, and has been for many years, SBSB, and we got Angle Amplification, you know, Angle Amps have just come boosted up the guitar tones in a huge way. Will recently got endorsed by Pearl Drums, got a brand new drum kit, gorgeous, and it sounds brilliant on stage, and it sounds great acoustically in a room, and we're just jamming, so... He's also endorsed by Lionel Cymbals, and you know, we're coming a long way, and those who aren't endorsed, we're working on that too in the future, so just plan on always keeping our tones, you know, top notch, you know, to give the fans, you know, the whole oral experience as well.
Being the best you could be, that's awesome, bro. Mark, tell us how Nuclear Blast is working out for you and the band.
It's probably the best label we've ever been involved with, to say the truth, because
excellent.
The only label I know that, you know, that I've come across that really knows how the metal fan thinks, so they know how to market, you know, a band like us. So, and make, you know, the fans excited and the band's excited because everyone who works there, from the president to the person in the front door, is a metal fan.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Excellent. How much has the business end of metal changed since, let's say, 1987's The Ultra Violence album?
Dramatically. I mean, I'd have to almost say 98%. I mean, it's a completely different market altogether now. And I wouldn't just say for the metal market, but for, you know, all music in general. But for the metal market, I mean, I don't even know where to begin.
And that's probably because
the internet, everything. It's a completely different world nowadays.
Yeah.
But the one great thing that still exists is the underground metal fans, but they still like, you know, buying vinyl and the actual CDs. They download, but they also like to get the hands on the vinyl to look at, you know, the liner notes and whatnot. So they're the last, like, true fans of a, you know, a dying industry.
Yeah, the fans that you're mentioning, yeah, they are the common denominator that keeps us all going. Because, you know, with the internet, the opportunity to make a living as a musician, as yourself, it becomes very scarce, and you basically need to be touring like you are in order to make it in this business, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ, absolutely. I mean, to be a viable act nowadays, you have to tour.
Right. Can you fill us in with what you were doing between the 1990 Act 3 CD and the 2004 Art of Dying releases?
Well, everyone was doing their own thing, you know. Some of the people carried on playing music. I decided to take some time off and didn't play music, and it was probably the healthiest thing I ever did for myself mentally, emotionally, and physically. And then I started playing music a little later on, and, you know, other than that, it was just, you know, working in San Francisco. I lived in New York for a few years, and then I moved back to San Francisco and was managing a vintage clothing store in the Haight-Ashbury district of San Francisco. That's what I was doing.
I see. Well, so what brought the band back together? What took the initiative to get you guys back there? I'm very grateful that you have gotten there. I mean, that you have come back and put out these last couple of CDs, but I haven't had the chance to see you guys. But definitely, like I mentioned earlier, it's a goal I have. I want to see you guys perform this music live.
Yeah, you should. We're a live band.
That's it. So,
you know what brought us together was in 2000, or 1999, 2000, 2001. Chuck Billy got diagnosed with cancer.
Right.
And, they put together a benefit show for him and cancer research. And a bunch of bands reformed, you know, for this one-off gig. It was supposed to be a one-off show to raise money for him and, you know, cancer research. And they approached us to reform. And, you know, we've been approached many times by many promoters over the years and always turned it down for money. And then for this time, we figured, you know, if we're ever going to do it, this is the right reason to do it. And we did it for what was supposed to be a one-off show, and we all had such a great time. Their response was amazing. It just snowballed into what it is today.
Thank goodness for that. So miracles happen for a reason, right?
And thank goodness Chuck's doing much better today.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Formation of Damnation was a killer CD a couple years ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess they're going to come out with more. I hear rumors of the, what is that, the Big Four, maybe the Big Five touring the USA. That should be pretty interesting. Even the Big Six. Why don't you get on the tour? You, Exodus, Overkill. One gigantic show. Fill up all the humongous stadiums out there. It could happen, can't it?
There you go. If it was up to me, I would love to be on it. So, yeah. If I ever got asked to be on any of those shows, I'd always just say yes.
There you go. I would not doubt that at all. Yeah. So, getting back to the album, how has sales been? The release was what, in September?
September, yeah.
Yeah, Relentless Retribution came out in September. How has sales been, being that we were talking about the internet and all that? I mean, downloading, when people download your music online, how does that make you feel as opposed to, you know, just going out there and buying the music?
I tell you the truth, at this point in my life, I feel no different. The music gets out there and I look out in the crowd and people are singing the new songs, I'm happy.
That's
you know, if I'm signing the CD, I'm happy. I just want the music to get out there. So, I mean, sales have been good, you know, since we reformed. Each album is out, sold the one prior, so, you know, we're doing something right, whether it be promotions or just staying out there and touring and staying in people's faces. So all you do is, you know, work it the best we can and keep putting out strong material.
Excellent, excellent. That's good. They have a very good positive attitude about that. Some bands, they don't. They get really upset, and it's understandably why, you know, they're busting their ass to get the music out there, and then you have the internet, blog sites, and people are downloading it. What I tell them, you know, the fans, if you're going to do downloading, if you're going to download the album, at least purchase something from the band. Buy some shirt, DVD, or something. And speaking of which, where can fans get Death Angel merchandise?
You can get it directly from our website. Go to www.deathangel.us and just go to the store. And we have a European merch store and we have a U.S. merch store. So you just click on the links and it'll guide you through everything.
Excellent. Thank you for that link. What can we expect next from Death Angel?
Well, we're going to be touring through the end of next year, and then after that, we plan on, while we're touring, we plan on restarting the writing process for the next album, so when we get back, take a break from each other, you know,
right,
tighten up some songs, and then hopefully get right back in the studio, release a new one, and then, you know, tour for the following years after that. Plan on staying in people's faces now more than we ever have.
That's excellent to hear. So I'm very hopeful that I'll get to see you out here maybe in a year or two or so. Looking forward to that.
Oh, you definitely will. You definitely will.
Looking forward to that. Mark, is there anything that you'd like to tell your fans that are tuning in at this time?
Just, you know, thank you for the years of support and keeping metal alive, keeping Death Angel alive and inspired. And also, you know, if you've never had a chance to see us live, see us coming to a town near you, come. I guarantee you, we are a live band and we won't let you down.
Awesome. Now, yeah, the fans, you got to check out the MySpace of Death Angel. Go to myspace.com/Death Angel, and you'll see all the current shows across the nation. You got to check out the band. I unfortunately, like I said, I missed out on that, but I had definitely looked forward to it. But there'll be other times, I'm sure, and I'll get to see you guys live. I bet you just can't wait to get back home, though, and finish your tour and get back into your own neck of the woods.
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, I'm going to be in my own neck of the woods for 4 days, then we play a show in L.A., then I'm back for 2 days, then we go to Europe for 3.5 weeks, then I'm back home for 4 days, then we tour part of the U.S. again for 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, and then I'm back for, I think, 6 days, then we go to Asia. So, yeah, I'm excited to see home when I get there, but I'm there so few and far between in the next year that it's almost a tease.
I hear you.
I'm more excited about a good night's sleep and, you know, an occasional night, as much as I love singing, when you're doing, you know, 24 shows, 24 days in a row, or 19 shows, 19 days in a row, I'm just looking for a night to not have to yell.
I totally understand that. And I don't even know what sleep is. What is sleep? Could you explain to me what sleep is?
Seriously.
So when is your Asian tour begin?
April 30th.
April 30th.
In Manila.
All right, I'll be slinging my ice cream by that time. I wish you a great show. I wish you a really successful tour. And I want to thank you again for taking the time to be here, knowing that you have a really busy schedule, not knowing that it was your birthday. And again, happy birthday, belated happy birthday to you. I hope you have a really great show tonight. Before we go and crank up some more Death Angel, I want to make sure we got everybody caught up to speed. That being said, please tell us anything that you'd like to bring up to the fans that we haven't mentioned.
You know, that's it. If anything I just say, anything that I might have forgotten, you know, you find all any information about the band on our website, you know, www.deathangel.us. We're touring nonstop, and that's it.
Let's crank up some more from Relentless Retribution. I just want to wish you, Mark, and all your bandmates and everyone in your circle a very, very good 2011. The best to you in all the years to come. Thank you again for your time, all right?
Back at you.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Now let's crank up more Death Angel!
Desolation, mercy.